Hi everyone, it's Saturday, July 2nd. It's about 9:42 p.m. So I've been on staycation, obviously, since like 3:30 yesterday. So I'm happy to have a week off. It's going to be nice. I ordered some groceries off Instacart. I'm going to my friend's house on Thursday, so I'm actually going to bring fudge. And I ordered the stuff for it. It's very easy. A friend of mine told me how to make it a while ago. I made it twice now. Actually made it three times. I made it three different ways. So I made it three times. And it's super customizable. It's super easy. None of that like boiling and using like condensed milk. It's nothing like that. I'll go over how to make it later on this week in this episode so you guys will understand how I make it. But like I said, it's really easy. So I got the stuff I need for it and I should have that tomorrow. And then for the rest of the week, I'm not doing anything. Tomorrow, Monday, I'm not really doing much of anything. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'm going to be doing activities. So, yeah, I will talk to everyone tomorrow. I didn't record much today because I didn't really do too much. We just went out for a little bit, and that was about it. So, that would have been really boring, but I will definitely record more later on in the week. So, I will talk to everybody later. Hi, everyone. It's 3:55 p.m. It's Sunday, July 3rd, so I was doing laundry today. I washed all my bedding. Right now, my clothes are in the dryer. So my brother's actually coming over. He's having some people at his place, and he's taking the dogs for the night. So I'm going to stay in, but he's having people over, and he's going to take the dogs for the night. They're going to stay over with him at his place. I think I'm going to pack a little like backpack for him. My mom has this little backpack that she uses. So yeah, I got my groceries this morning. So they made a few changes. They got me, for example, I wanted two 12 packs of Diet Pepsi, but they got me this big case of 24. And then I wanted two pints of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream, and they got me one pint of something else. I'm going to actually make a milkshake with that later, and put crushed Oreos in it, because that's like literally the best milkshake ever. And the blender will like crush them, so. Yeah, and then I wanted this certain brand of shampoo, but they gave me another one that was a pump shampoo that was a little bit bigger, so I guess they didn't have it. I use Walmart this time, figured I'd do something different. And then for the fudge that I was making, well, I wanted to get a sharing size, like a 19-ounce bag of plain M&Ms, but they didn't have it, so they had to get me a smaller bag of peanut M&Ms. So I was going to put some of the M&Ms in my fudge, but I'm just going to put marshmallows in it, and then everything else, it'll be fine. Like I said, later on in the week, I'll share how to make it. I have sauce for dinner in the crock pot right now. I have raviolis and chicken parm. I'm going to have that tonight. So I have sauce in there. And also, my brother asked me to take out a sauce for him like an hour before he's coming over here. So I took it out. It'll defrost a little bit. But had he told me sooner, I would have taken it out sooner. So it would have been completely defrosted. But I took it out for him, so he can finish defrosting it in the microwave if he needs to. So today I was basically just reading my book outside for like 2 hours, and I did some of the dishes. I had soup for lunch, as we have all this food, so I had soup, and then that's about it. So I will talk to everybody later. Hi everyone, it's 12:30 p.m. It is
The next day, it is the 4th of July, so it's Monday. My brother is probably going to bring the dogs back soon. He's probably just going to, when he brings them back, just stay for dinner. We're going to have a barbecue tonight. It was nice because I was able to sleep in. I didn't have to worry about taking care of them. So, yeah, that was nice that I didn't have to do that. But it was nice to get a little bit of a break. So, yeah. So, tomorrow is when my activities start. So, tomorrow I'm going to the Olive Garden for lunch. And then Wednesday I have a virtual lunch with my friend. And then after that, I'm going to make that fudge. And then Thursday, I'm going to my friend's house. Friday, I'm going to the mall. And then Saturday, I don't have anything going on. So I'll probably just relax. Because I just want to relax this week. So I figured with that fudge, I'll go over how to make it. So basically, I'm bringing it to my friend's house. And I want to make it on Wednesday. I said it's like all nice and fresh and everything for Thursday, but it's really good. It's super easy. You don't have to like boil like condensed milk or anything like that. It's super easy. So basically what you do is you take a can of frosting, any kind of frosting. It could be chocolate, vanilla. I've only used chocolate because I love chocolate, like anything chocolate. So you take that, and what you do is first you take a bag of chocolate chips. You melt the chocolate chips either in the microwave, on the stove. I don't really trust doing it on the stove because I've burned it before when doing that. You can also use like your crock pot to do it. You just have to make sure that you're constantly stirring it so it doesn't burn. So what you do is you melt the chocolate, then you take the frosting, you mix the whole can of frosting with the chocolate, then you stir it around, and you have to put like a dash of salt. Not sure why, but like you do have to put a dash of salt. So my friend, I actually got the recipe from a friend. When we were on lockdown, we would do these conference calls with the support group I was a part of, and we would, she gave me that recipe. So I was like, well, yeah, I'll try it. So basically, what you do is you stir it around, you add a little bit of salt. You can leave it as is, or you can add toppings. So you could add like I like recipes that are customizable, like this one, like where you can get super creative. So you could add nuts. You could add broken pretzels, M&Ms. You could even use Reese's chips, butterscotch chips. You could put marshmallows in it. You could crush up Oreos, put those in there. You could even crush up chocolate chip cookies and put those in there. I don't know how potato chips would be in there, but like a chocolate covered potato chip. That's why I was thinking of that. You could put M&Ms in there. You could make it like s'mores and do like marshmallows and crushed up graham crackers. You could do like Rocky Road, like marshmallows and nuts. Like there's endless things you could do with this. You could use like dark chocolate. You could use mint chips, like mint chocolate chip. Like around the holidays, my friend actually put like a little, she put some peppermint extract in it. And you could even like take the peppermint hard candies and like mash them up and put those in there. Like I said, there's a million and two things you could do with this. So I'm doing semi-sweet chocolate, chocolate frosting, and I'm putting marshmallows in it. I'm not putting graham crackers. I'm just putting marshmallows. I should have bought graham crackers. I didn't even think of it, but I'm doing that and marshmallows. So yeah, so I'm gonna kind of like Wednesday, I'll make it. So that way it's nice and fresh. But my brother also made a tray of baked ziti. He made two, so he made one for us to have. So I think we're gonna start eating that like Wednesday. We're gonna start eating that. So yeah, I will take that out tomorrow, so we have it like the second half of the week. So I will talk to you all probably tomorrow. So yeah, I'll talk to you all tomorrow. All right, it is 11:08 a.m. It is the next day. It is July 5th. I'm getting into
my ride. Hi.
My ride.
Yeah, I got it. I don't need help. Okay. All right, are there any other stops or?
Make a U-turn.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. All right. Hi, everyone. It is the next day. It is Tuesday, July 5th. So I'm on my way now. There's a little bit of a change of plans. So I'm still going, obviously. I'm on my way. But friend and I were going to do our FaceTime lunch like we always do, and I had texted her this morning to see if we were still good, and she said she had something come up and was asking if I'd be available next Wednesday, and I told her, it's like, no, I'm not. I have to work. Then I gave her a day in August, and she's like, well, is today an option? And I said, well, I'm going out, but we'll talk while I'm out. So, like, I'll be out to lunch for real. So, that's what we're doing. We're going to try that. We're going to see if it works. This might be a new thing. We'll see. I think it'll be fine. I just, you know, there's going to be some interruptions when I'm, like, ordering my food and stuff. But I think it'll be fine. And I have a pair of AirPods with me just because, I'll be in a public place, so that way her voice isn't, like, broadcasting all over the place. So, yeah, but I'm going to go for right now. I got a lot of packages coming this week. I got my cookie dough stuff finally shipped. Amazon, got a couple things coming from Amazon. So, yeah, but I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 11:31 a.m. so I'm here. I was just getting in the car before, so it kind of was hard to talk, but I'm just waiting for my server to come over. They have a braille menu here, and it was updated last year, so I know that it's not going to be, like, out of date or anything, but I'm just opening it up, and once the waiter comes over, I'll start ordering stuff, so I'll get my drink and everything. So yeah, but it's the morning. So yeah, but I'm gonna go for it now because I'm gonna be calling her in a little bit, and I will talk to everybody later. Hi everyone, it is 1:21 p.m. It is a lot later now. I'm still here. I had my lunch. I had the tour of Italy. I had mozzarella sticks. I had soup. I'm not overly stuffed, so I'll be good for dinner. My brother, I don't know for sure if he's eating here. I think he's going to, so yeah, he said he might not be able to do that every night, but I think today he's going to. So I had the tour of Italy. If you guys have been to Olive Garden before, you'll know what that is. If not, it's chicken parm,
lasagna and fettuccine alfredo. I have a lot of fettuccine left over, so I'm going to, I have that in a box. And I was on the FaceTime call with my friend. We did audio just because, like, for one, I didn't want her looking at the ceiling because I don't have anything to, like, lean the phone up against. Also, I didn't want to be pointing the camera at other people. Like, no, not on purpose, but I wouldn't want to be, like, doing that, pointing the camera at other people eating. And we also had to be very careful with what we talked about because... you know, I was in public, so we had to be careful not to use names because I don't know who's around me. So I was very mindful of that. But next time I'll be able to talk more freely. So we're going to do this in 4 weeks from now. Like I said, she had something come up, so that's why we did it today as opposed to tomorrow. But tomorrow I'm going to make that fudge and I'm going to, like, I plan to record that. Not while melting the chocolate, because that'll take a few minutes. So I'll probably, like, start it, melt the chocolate, and then finish recording. So yeah, but yeah, so I have to have the waiter help me with the bill. It's on the little computer thing, so I have to go in less than an hour. So I mean, I still got time, but I was gonna make my window 1 o'clock. I'm so glad I didn't, because I would have been rushing like crazy. I'm so glad I didn't do that. But yes, I will talk to everyone later. My friend and I were almost out for like an hour and 20 minutes. It's crazy. I have a therapy session at 3 o'clock, so what I'm going to do is use my AirPods to talk to him so I can do other things, so I'm not like glued to the computer, because I need to do other things. I gotta take those out.
You're finished here on your left. I give you some mint with chocolate, right? Enjoy it.
Okay,
there,
and
there. No. Wait, I'm gonna put it in here.
Okay.
Here, two. Other one is here. Here.
All right, and with the bill, it's on the little like computer thing. Can you help me with that? Because I can't use that. Okay, so I'm gonna use a card. All right. So.
Okay.
All right.
Here is the paper. It says one warm Italian donuts, $7.49.
Okay.
A soft drink, $3.39.
Okay.
Fried mozzarella, $7.79.
Okay.
Tour of Italy, $19.79.
Okay.
A total subtotal is $38.46 with sales two extra two box with 55. In total, $41.01.
All right, so I'm going to use my card. I'm going to be using it, so I need you to help me with the computer thing.
Okay.
All right. So he's helping me with the bill. Okay. So. All right, guys. So. Alright guys, so yeah, I'm gonna be... So my therapist, I'm gonna put him on my AirPods so I can do other things, like I said.
Okay. Alright. Here's your card. Sorry.
Okay,
here's your card. And here at your left, it is the bill for the restaurant.
Okay, so this is the receipt that I keep, my copy?
Yes.
Okay. Alright, so I'll put that away and then...
Yeah. Here and... at your left is the... Here.
All right, so I can sign it. You just have to show me where.
Exactly where my finger is. Yeah, there.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
Yep. All right. And I'm not going to leave a tip on the card. I'm going to leave a cash tip.
Okay, no problem.
All right, I'm just going to put that on the table.
I'm going to keep it this. Sorry.
All right.
I'm going to keep this.
All right, so. All
right. Your bag is going to be here at the corner, right?
Okay, sounds good.
Yep.
I'm
going to put this here. If I can handle you something else, let me know it, right?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Okay. So. Alright, guys, so. I'm leaving 8. Alright, guys, so I'm paying the bill right now. Okay, so alright, guys, so yeah, like I was saying, hopefully I get home. I don't get home too late because I have a therapy session. 3 o'clock, so I don't want, like I said, I'm gonna use my AirPods and stuff like that so I can get stuff done. Because I gotta let the dogs out and stuff. So I'm gonna put the tip here for him to take.
Thank you so much. I saw it.
Yep, no problem.
I appreciate it. Have a great afternoon.
All right, you too.
Okay, do you need something extra?
Nope, I'm good for it now.
Yeah, do you need it direct to the door?
Yeah, but I'm gonna finish my drink first, so I'm...
Okay, no problem. So I'm gonna be around here, alright? So let me know.
Okay, sounds good. Alright. Alright, so... Alright, guys, so I will talk to everyone later. Hi, everyone. It's 1:58, so I'm in the lobby waiting. I'm just sitting here in the lobby. I'm not outside yet. It's a little hot out there. Just me standing out there, but I'm sitting in the lobby, so figure someone else could have that table, so I can get the call, the reminder call, at any second. So once I get that call is when I'm gonna go outside. But I have a therapy session in an hour, so I'm hoping that I'm home in time. I really can't see them doing anything crazy as far as the ride, like having me go all over the place, because I only live 10 minutes away. But at the same time, you never know with paratransit, so I would not be surprised if they did something like that. But hopefully not, because I do have my therapy session. I'd rather not do that on the bus. So like I said, I'm just gonna put AirPods in so I'm not like glued to the computer. That way I can do other things and have my hands free. So, yeah. But I will talk to everybody when I get home. Hi, everyone. It's 2:28, so it's a little bit later. I just got a call. I'm outside, by the way, because I got the first call, which was the automated call, which is the courtesy call, and you know that it's close. So I just got another call that the bus that they had originally sent had broken down, and they had to send another bus. So yeah, that's always fun. So I was like, when I heard that, I was really nervous. I was like, I thought they weren't gonna pick me up. Like, they can't just leave me. So they said that my ETA for them coming is now 2:40. I told them I was outside waiting, so it's only 12 minutes, but of course it's an estimate, so I'm hoping I'm not out here too long. I mean, it's not that hot or anything, but I'm just hoping that I'm not out here for too long. So yeah, so that happened. My therapist actually had texted me asking me if we could move our meeting back to 3:30, and I'm just like, that would be perfect, because I'm still out and I'm waiting to be picked up, and that was when I was sitting inside. So he said excellent. So yeah, and that actually is perfect. So now I have a little bit more time, a little bit more wiggle room to get home. So yes, like I said, I could talk when I'm on the bus, but I'd rather not, like, because that's private. So yeah, but I should be getting picked up here within the next few minutes, hopefully, because they had to send another vehicle to come pick me up. So yeah, that's always fun. There's a loud truck going by.
But I will talk to everybody when I get home or when I'm on the bus, whichever comes first. Well, when I'm on the bus. So I'll talk to everybody in a little bit, hopefully. Hi everyone, it's 3:05, so I'm outside. I just got home a few minutes ago, so the driver was on time, and it was the driver was a lady who I have this one driver I've had her for like pretty much ever since I started using paratransit, and we just start chatting and about like several different things, and we just chat and I had her one time. I had her in 2015, and then I didn't have her again until like 4 years later. And then I had her again like recently in May, which was 3 years later. And I had her today. It actually was like, sometimes things just like work out. Sometimes things just like work out for the better. Because I wasn't supposed to have her. I was supposed to have somebody else, but my bus broke down. So they had to send another bus to come get me. And I thought it was her that was on that bus. I thought maybe they were just, you know, she was waiting for another bus to, you know, for her to get from where she needed to go. So yeah, my bus, the bus that was supposed to pick me up had broken down. So she just was around the corner just dropping someone else off. And she didn't want me riding with him because he like talks to himself and, he gets really loud, so she just went. She was around the corner from where I was and dropped him off first and then came and got me. But if she didn't have to drop him off, she probably would have been on time, but it really wasn't a big deal. She got here before 2:40, so wasn't the worst thing in the world. So, yeah. I'm so glad that my therapist was able to move my appointment back because I would have had to just like basically walk in the door and get on the call. So I'm glad that I have a little bit of time. I have like 30 minutes to spare. So yeah, you never know with paratransit. So yeah, but he wanted to do it at like 11:30, but I was out. So I didn't want to be like on the call when I was out just for obvious reasons. So yeah. But I'm outside right now. The dogs are out here. So, I'm going to use, just go on my iPhone and use the AirPods just so I could get some stuff done. So I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 8:05. So I decided I'm going to make this fudge tonight. Cause I'm not really doing anything else. I'm gonna put crushed Oreos in here. So what I'm gonna do first, I'm gonna crush them. I'm gonna use yes, I can crush them with my hand, but I don't feel like doing that. So I'm gonna use the mallet here that we use to like crush meat. So I'm just kind of like crushing them. They're in a bag. They're not getting all over the place. So I'm just kind of crushing them up just so I can put them in the fudge. I do have to do a bunch of dishes, long story, but I figure, well, I'm gonna be dirty some more dishes, so I'll just do everything at once. I'm ripping this bag. Oh, well, oh, yeah. Okay, so I'll definitely have to clean up. And these things are stale because I could crush them in the blender, but I don't feel like doing that right now, so I'm just going to crush them like okay. I'm gonna put these in a bowl or something. So right now I'm crushing the Oreos. So decided I'm going to put crushed Oreos in here. I'm just gonna have to clean up. So like to crush these, I'm using the mallet that you use to like crush meat. Yeah, I'm kind of making a little bit of a mess here.
All right, so I just want to make sure that there's not like any whole Oreos in here, which there's not. So I'm gonna put that in like a bowl just to kind of like make my life a little easier. Okay, so let's see. I'm gonna get a bowl for this. Then I'm going to put the chocolate. I'm actually like, I have a glass pan I'm gonna use for the chocolate. So yeah, that's gonna be, I wanna see if I have enough crushed Oreos for this. Oh yeah, this really did a good job crushing them. And then the cream is probably like stuck to it. So, and then after it like freezes or something, like I'll definitely do a taste test. I highly doubt that my friend and I are going to be eating all of this. So this is some crushed Oreos. I think I might do a little bit more just because I am also doing marshmallows. I'm putting marshmallows in here. So that's that. So I'm going to first rinse off my hands so I don't get crushed Oreos all over my phone. I'm going to crush more Oreos, but I'm going to do that. Like, just want to rinse off my hands so I'm not getting crumbs all over my phone. There we go. All right, so I just want to use another bag because when I was using the mallet, it like ripped the bag. So I don't want to get Oreo remains everywhere. So, all right, so I'm gonna go. I'll be back in a few minutes, or for you guys, it'll be more like 2 seconds. All right, guys, so the Oreos are crushed. So I'm gonna take these chocolate chips and melt them. I have them in a dish that I'm gonna use. And I'm just going to just put everything together in this dish and then kind of like even it out and then cut them up. So I'm gonna put them in this dish. And then I'm gonna go ahead and put the toppings in here. All right, there we go. I'm gonna melt this chocolate. So I'm gonna use the microwave because doing it on the stove is just too risky. I don't trust myself with it. So I'm going to put this in the microwave because I don't wanna get this stuff. I don't wanna ruin this fudge. And I have some marshmallows. I got the mini ones, but like I said, they would just hold better in the fudge. So, and they're kind of like flat in here right now. So I'm gonna like take it while I'm stirring this. While this is heating up, I'm gonna move this around. So let's see, I've got my phone and this in my hand. So let's see if I can. So the chocolate is gonna go into the microwave. Don't worry, I'm not putting my phone in the microwave. Does it like fit in here? Let's see if I could turn it this way. It's probably fit. Yeah, it's a little big, but it's not gonna fit in here. All right, so I might have to use something else to melt this chocolate because I can't, like, because it just being a little bit messy, it might be a little messy to like pour from one thing to the other. That's why I'm like trying to figure out like how should I do this. So this is a little bit too big, so I'm gonna put everything in like a, I think I'm gonna use the, what should I use? I got a smaller pan that I can use, so I might just use that and try not to get chocolate all over the floor. So that means I'm gonna have to wash two pans. That's just life. Yeah, so I'm gonna use a smaller pan because this one will definitely fit in the microwave. Just that I'm gonna have to be careful when I put everything in here. This tray's a little big to go in the microwave. This one I know will definitely fit in there for sure, so I'm gonna get transfer this chocolate here so without spilling it. All right, so because this tray I was using was a little too big, so now I'm gonna have to wash this tray, but this one I know fits because I've put this one in the microwave before. So all right, so this one fits, is going to fit in here. So I'm gonna get this started. The crushed Oreos are in a bowl. They're already all like crushed up, ready to go. All right, so there we go. I'm gonna get this. This is gonna fit. Yeah, this fits. have to really watch this so it doesn't burn. So I will talk to you guys once the chocolate is melted. All right, everyone, the chocolate is melted. I tried not to put it in there too long because I didn't want the chocolate to burn. So I'm going to just put I'm gonna put it on a paper towel because this counter's a little messy. I will clean it, but I'm gonna throw my phone on the counter. That's a little messy. So, okay. So I'm ready to add everything else before this chocolate gets hard and I have to melt it again. Okay. So I'm going to add the frosting. So you're basically just gonna put this whole can in here. The frosting typically comes in a pint, which is what this is. So you're just gonna put this whole can in here. Okay, there we go. The whole can is gonna go in here. So once I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna get another spoon just so I don't get like chocolate and frosting everywhere. So you're gonna just put this entire can of frosting in here. The whole pint's gonna go in here. So might need to use like a rubber spatula or something to get this out. It's going into the thing. Okay, so you're just gonna put this whole thing in here. Every drop is gonna go in here. I got it all over my hands. It's like, this is messy. This part is really messy. It's like, after I do this, I'm gonna add the toppings. I just try not to make a huge mess, but I'm gonna be like eating some of this frosting. This is like, this is so good. Yes, I'm gonna mix it around so you don't have like frosting on top and then the chocolate on the bottom, like this. Okay, it's all in here. So let's see. And you can also do this with vanilla frosting. I'm using chocolate because, well, chocolate is life. I love chocolate. I don't want to put this like on the counter. I'm just like eating the rest of this. As it's hard to get like every single drop out of here. This is so good. I would eat this later, but I don't want to put this can on the counter. It's all messy. I have a lot of cleaning up to do right now. But I'm like eating this thing, but don't worry. Most of it is in here. So, I'm like putting my hand in this container, like trying to get the rest of this out, but I'm just going to rinse off my hand and then I'm going to stir this around. It's going to get very hard to stir if this chocolate hardens. And then I'm going to put it in the fridge, wrap it up, and then cut it and put it in a container. I'll probably do that like tomorrow or maybe later. I want to like have a little taste test though. Oh, this is going to be like the best. Okay. So I need to like stir this around before the chocolate hardens. So I'm going to do that. Like this is okay. Here we go. So I'm just like right now just mixing this around. So I want to keep this. I want to keep this like moving. So the chocolate doesn't harden, because it's going to once I put this in the fridge. So I don't want this to like get too hard. And then I'm gonna put it like all right. So this, actually a friend told me how to make this. So basically what I'm doing right now is I'm mixing together the melted chocolate and the frosting. So I'm just trying to like really combine them. So I want to keep this, like I said, I want to keep this moving so that the chocolate doesn't like start to harden. So, all right. So now I'm going to start adding the topping. So first I'm going to add the crushed Oreos. I probably have a lot in here, but I'll put like less marshmallows or something. I'll figure it out. Okay. That's a lot. I have to like clean this kitchen. It's crazy. Oh my god. Okay. Oh yeah, it's coming together nicely. Like for example, like one time I made this, I had like a really hard time stirring it. But when you melt dark chocolate, it's very hard to melt. Like it's like when it melts, it's like hard. It's almost like it's hard to describe it. But when you melt like something else, like milk chocolate or something, it's a little bit easier to work with because it's like more like liquidy. Whereas like dark chocolate kind of like doesn't, I don't know how to describe it, but it doesn't like melt. Like it's hard to explain. I definitely want to try this, but I'm gonna have to like wait until this like sets because I just don't want to try this the way it is right now. Like it's really soft, so I want to wait until it's like really easy to like work with here. So I have a feeling that my friend is really gonna like this. It's got crushed Oreos, and I'm gonna put some marshmallows in here too. So I can already tell this is gonna be amazing. Like already I could tell. Like it's not even done yet really. But all right, so now I'm going to add some marshmallows. That's gonna be really good. So it's gonna be like s'mores, but not quite. Just it's gonna be like it being s'mores. So yeah. So I'm gonna add some marshmallows. I got the mini ones because they're just easier to work with. So it's gonna be like s'mores. I'm gonna use a scissor to open this so I don't want marshmallows getting everywhere. So let me put a clip on this bag so I don't want them getting stale. So that. Open up the bag. Okay, so marshmallows. Then I had to, of course I ate a couple. That's like. And then oh yeah, put a decent amount of marshmallows in here, so I'm gonna mix that around, get everything. I'm gonna basically get everything incorporated. It's gonna be hard now with the marshmallows in here. It's like, okay. So now I'm kind of like just mixing around all the toppings to get everything incorporated. This is gonna be a nightmare to cut. I have a feeling this is gonna be a pain in the butt to cut this up. It's already like getting everywhere. It's like all right so I'm just like kind of getting it all like getting everything incorporated. This stuff is amazing. Like I just kind of like just press it down, just get it all. First I'm just trying to get everything incorporated. So then I'm gonna wrap this up and find some space for it in the fridge, cut it. Well, not right now, cut it later once it's like, I feel my friend is gonna love this. Like he's gonna go crazy over this. Like he's going to, I feel like my friend is gonna love this fudge. And then of course I'm gonna put this, once it hardens, I'll probably do it tonight. Like I'll cut it up, put it in a container just so it doesn't like take up a lot of space in the fridge, but I do need to let this harden first and then put this away. So all right, so I'm kind of like trying to, all right, I got everything combined like as best as I could. Like this is just the best it's gonna be. So now I'm just going to, I forgot to add the salt. It's okay. It's not the worst thing in the world without it. But you do need to add a dash of salt. So if you guys try this, you do have to add that. So now I'm going to wrap it in saran wrap and then put this in the fridge.
This is so good.
Oh my God, this is so good. Oh my God, like. All right, so I'm going to wrap this up, put a clip over on the bag of marshmallows so they don't get stale. And then I'm going to cut this once it gets firm. Is it, now it's okay if it gets soft, if it gets too hard. Because now it can get as hard as it wants. I just have to make sure it doesn't get too firm. So, all right, guys. So I'm going to go. I'll be back. I'll be back later. And I'll let you guys know how it came out, like with the toppings and everything. So I'll be back later. Hi, everyone. It's 11:18 p.m. It's still the same day. So I just finished sweetening with the fudge. I just put it away. It's very hard to cut into squares because it breaks apart. So I had to kind of like make it into like balls and then just put it away like that because it was really hard to work with. So yeah, it's got crushed up Oreos and marshmallows in it, and it's delicious. It is delicious. It is basically chocolate galore. It is so good, but it's really sweet. It almost does taste like the fudge that you would get like at a Boardwalk or something, but it's, like I said, it's really sweet. So I have a lot of it, so I decided to freeze it. So, because it would literally take us forever to get through all that. And I don't want it to go bad or anything, so I decided to freeze it. And then I'm bringing some on Thursday to my friend's house. So, yeah, I'm going to go to bed here soon. I have to be up early to let the dog walker in, the person who's helping me walk the dogs this week. And then tomorrow I don't have any activities, so I'll be home all day. And I was actually, let's see, I had stuff out for dinner tomorrow, but I just put it in the fridge to finish defrosting because I didn't want it out all night. So yeah, so I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 3:15 p.m. It is the next day. It is Wednesday, July 6th. So I haven't really done much of anything today. I just relaxed today. The next 3 days I'm going to be out. Tomorrow I'm going to my friend's house. Friday I'm going to the mall just to get out. Saturday I'm going to see my friend who lives in Nashville. She's actually going to be here for the next like 10 days. She's coming in on Friday and then she's going back on the 17th. So I'm seeing her Saturday. We're going to one of my favorite places. It's a pizza place called Vic's, and they literally have like the best pizza around. So yeah, I'm going to be doing that. Got my cookie dough today. I got so much cookie dough, guys. It's crazy. I got so much cookie dough. But yeah, so I'm just doing laundry right now, but I'm having baked ziti and chicken parm tonight and some sausage. That's what I'm having tonight. I have the sauce warming up in our little crock pot. And then I have, I booked my access link for Saturday. I did that today. Didn't really necessarily get the times I wanted, but that's what happens when you book closer to the day. So that's why I like to book in more in advance, but this was a last minute thing that came up. So yeah, but I'm going to just hang out for a little bit and I will talk to everyone later.
Hi everyone, it is 11:30 p.m. It is Thursday, July 7th. I just realized I forgot to record today. I almost did, but then I remembered. So, today I went to my friend's apartment. We had a lot of fun. I didn't record anything there because I was just in the moment and all that. So, we played a lot of Uno. We watched a little bit of a movie. We ordered friendlies off of Uber Eats, and that's about it. But we had a lot of fun. We were talking, catching up. So we had a lot of fun. His mom is nice. She has a lot of like health issues, so she can't really walk. So, we were actually in his mom's bedroom the whole time just to kind of like include her. So she was like playing Uno with us and stuff. And we had a lot of fun. So he's actually going to come to my house next month. I asked him if he likes dogs. He's like, yeah, I love dogs. I just want to make sure because, you know, some people are allergic. Some people are afraid. So I just wanted to make sure that like he was okay with dogs. But he's going to come to my house next month. My mom is looking forward to meeting him. He loved the fudge. He was like, he said, you make delicious fudge. So yeah, that I actually froze some. So I plan to hold on to that for the next time he comes over. So plan to take that out. And then we'll hold on to it for the next time. So yeah, but they really enjoyed it. I let them have the rest of the fudge. We were only able to each have one piece because it was like, it's very rich and sweet. So yeah, but tomorrow I'm gonna go to the mall with a friend, and dog walker who's coming tomorrow, she has the key because we need her to walk the dog Saturday. So I just had her hold on to the key today. When I gave it to her, I just had her hold on to it. So I texted her mom and I was like, well, can you have her use the key tomorrow? And she said, sure, no problem, because I just need to catch up on sleep. So yeah, but she's going to use the key so that I can catch up on some sleep. So yeah, I will talk to everybody tomorrow. Hi everyone, it's 11:31 a.m. It's the next day. It is Friday, July 8th. I'm waiting for a paratransit to go to the mall. At this point, I'll probably just have time to have lunch at Cheesecake Factory, but that's okay. My window was over at 11:30, so they're officially late. So they're working on the roof right now. That's the noise you hear. It's very noisy. Of course, they would do that on the day that I wanted to catch up on some sleep. So yeah, I went inside because I had forgot to bring a pair of AirPods. I realized they weren't in my bag. I was like, oh yeah, they're just inside. So I went back inside to get them. I was like thinking like, oh, I might not use them. I'll just play games on my phone or something. But I'm thinking, I better go get them because I might decide to read a book or something, or might be on the bus for a little while. So yeah, so my friend and I are already planning our next our next get together. We're gonna do it the first weekend in August. He's gonna come to my house, or we're already planning like what we're gonna do and stuff. So yeah, it's gonna be fun. So I will probably talk to you guys when I'm on the bus or when I get there. Hi everyone, it's 12:10 p.m.
Hello, ma'am. Hi.
Hi, I'm so sorry. We do not have a Braille menu.
No, that's okay. I know what I want.
Oh, okay. Can I help you get your order?
I already put in my order.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
To my server. Yeah, I already knew what I
and
wanted.
And you gave them your drink order?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right, then. I'm so sorry about that. I do apologize.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Okay, we're going to get that out to you, okay?
Okay.
So I went straight here, and we didn't have any stops, which is actually a surprise, because lately they've been doing that a lot. So I have about 3 hours. I'm glad I booked it like that, so I didn't have to rush or anything. So, yeah, but I'm getting a pepperoni flatbread here. I might also get a cheesecake to go, so, but I'm getting a pepperoni flatbread, and I'm getting the buffalo strips as an appetizer, and I'm gonna get to the Cinnabon cheesecake. One of my friends said that's really good, but I'm getting a lunch one, the pepperoni flatbread, because it comes with a side salad, but they were able to substitute the soup for the salad, so yeah. But I also got my drink. It's coming.
There you go. Here's your drink.
Thank you.
Do you need a straw?
Yeah, I'll have a straw.
All right, so I will talk to everybody later. Hi everyone, it's 3:48. So I am outside of the Cheesecake Factory waiting for paratransit. I'm waiting to be picked up. My window started at 3:39, so I'm out here now. I didn't get the call yet, so they're probably gonna be here at the end of my window. This morning they missed my window by like 10 minutes, and I went straight there, so yeah, but I'm gonna go for right now, and I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 12:48 p.m. It is the next day. It is Saturday, July 9th. So I'm currently on my way to meet my friend for lunch. We're going straight there. So yeah, but they came like at 12:40 and my window ended at 12:50. So that's, but I'm happy there's no stops. So yesterday when I was coming home, we were going to pick up somebody else, but the driver had saw that he was going to get to this person's house really early, and I would have just been sitting there. So they moved the trip and I went straight home. So I lucked out yesterday, but today I'm going straight there. So we have somebody coming over to walk the dogs at 3:00 because my brother, he went out. He had to go do to a friend's birthday party. So he had to go do that, and then I'm out today, and like I said, it had just came up the other day, so yeah, but I just texted my friend, I let her know I'm on my way, and I'm going straight, so I'm going to text her, like, when I'm getting closer, and then I will I'm gonna let her know when I'm getting closer, and then she's gonna leave because she's only like 10-15 minutes away from the place, so you know, she doesn't have to sit there if I'm still on my way. So yeah, I will talk to everybody later. Hi everyone, it's 1:40, so I'm here. I went straight there, like I said, and I just texted my friend to let her know I'm here, so she's really close, so she's probably on her way there now. So yeah, I'm going to, probably not going to record anything else, so I can just catch up with her and stuff. So I will talk to everybody later. Hi everyone, it is 5:10, so my friend just left. She took an Uber because her mom wouldn't be back and had to pick her up. She was doing something else, so she took an Uber. I did not want to take an Uber because it would be really expensive from here all the way back to my house. She's only like 10-15 minutes away, so yeah. But I'm currently, it's like 5:10, so I have about an hour until paratransit, until my window opens up. So once the window opens up, then I'll go out there. But there was no need to stand outside for like an hour, so I was like, I'll just go back in. So yeah, when I get home, I'm just gonna relax and do whatever. So this is really long, this episode, so I'm actually just going to end it here, and I will talk to everyone next week. So I had a good staycation. I enjoyed recording all my activities. I'm kind of sad that my staycation is almost over, but yeah, I will talk to everyone next week. So.